Rick, how about starting us off with your thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Obviously, very, very good game for Harry's Christian. I'm proud of these girls for what they've done both last year as well as this year. This year's been kind of special for our program in the fact that it's not about just one player, but this is a solid team both on and off the court. Very deserving of what they've accomplished today and actually the whole season. So just extremely proud, kind of like a dad with a bunch of daughters. They did what we set out to do during the beginning of the year, both from a season standpoint, from the city championship, the strong schedule that we built. We had the strongest schedule this year that we've had at Heritage Christian, and they've accepted every challenge, and of course finishing off with the state championship is something that's very special. And I've told them they'll remember this going forward.
Coach, with as much success as this program's had, how do you keep your team from getting complacent year to year?
Well, we won the state last year, which was fantastic, but we started out the season really challenging ourselves from a coaching standpoint as well as from a player standpoint and the things that we do on the floor. And one of the themes that we had was take it to the next level. And we didn't come into this season trying to defend the state championship. We tried to come in and win another state championship and have a successful season. And then truly take it to the next level. And just a great, great group of ladies that know how to compete on the floor. And they really bought into that. So it's rewarding, I think, to have them finish off and do what we set out to do. Actually, beginning of being this season, but finishing up last season.
Rick, I think they cut it to 54-51. There was about 7 minutes left. And it looked like they had a little momentum at that point. And then you guys just closed them out completely there in the last 7 minutes. Was there anything you guys changed specifically, or what kind of contributed to that?
Well, we tried to, I mean, there's basically 126 possessions in a game. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't win some of those possessions. And we talk about, it's kind of like a boxing match. You're going to get hit once in a while, and you got to get up and get ready to go. And they had a real nice run, and I give a lot of credit to Canterbury. I thought they did a really nice job this year and during that game and that run. But when you're doing those possessions, 4 or 5 possessions can change the dynamic of a game. And I think when they got into that situation, we kind of clamped down on the defensive side, got a couple quick down offenses, fast breaks, and those 4 or 5 possessions, I think, turned the game back for us.
I thought Harris overall, you know, not only the scoring, but the, you know, dishing for assists and rebound, it just had a very good all-around afternoon today.
Yes, Ty's an exceptional player. She does a great job in doing what it takes for the team. She will score points. She can score a whole lot more points than what she does, assists, rebounds, but she does a great job of pulling her teammates with her. You know, and that's something I think makes us pretty strong from a program standpoint. It's not about any 1, 2, 3 players. And we, by design, try to have 8, 9, 10, all the players be part of the program. So you may not see big numbers from some players. Trust me, if we would open that up a little bit, you would see some of those numbers. But I think the strength of our program is we have good balance, and we have everybody buying into that. And that makes us kind of hard to play and to defeat, quite honestly.
Now you've got 6 state championships tied with Bishop Lewis. What does that stat mean to you as a coach and for the program?
Well, it's rewarding, but I told some of the people out on the floor that I feel kind of like a dad on Christmas morning. And I'm sitting back, and all the kids are opening presents, and they're so excited and all that. And to me, it's all about the players. The 6, it means something to me, but not as much as seeing the girls having an opportunity to go through this. You know, and we've talked a little bit about what it means to do this, and the first 4 was special. The last 2 have been very special. So quite honestly, I'm kind of a dad on Christmas morning and let them enjoy that. That's what it's all about.
Ty, you get a chance next year, you guys moving up to 3A. You know, looking forward to that opportunity, I guess, to try something different, I guess, next year.
Yeah, I definitely am, and we're sad that our seniors have to leave, but we're going to try to continue the tradition.
Coach, I saw you had a couple of the girls there from that first 4-year run there, front row today. Can you draw some similarities from that group to, you know, this one that's won 2 in a row now?
No, they've all done pretty well at the state championships. Well, a lot of the things that we do are within the program are somewhat designed, whether back in those days and even now. When you have good players, you can coach pretty well, quite honestly. And I think they went out and they competed and they understood what it took to win. And this team's exactly the same thing. They understand what it takes to win as a team.
Ty, you scored 12 in the second half, and you know, the rest of the team played better in the second half. What did you see from your standpoint that allowed the offense to thrive in that?
It was definitely my team. They helped me get whatever I score.
Remember, Ty, there's always 3 points to talk about. I would like to maybe acknowledge a couple of people. One, we got Taylor Hall back here, Momo, that went out with an ACL. She's very special to the team, and it's unfortunate she didn't get involved with the tournament run. She did that on the second to last game of the season, and we weren't as strong without Taylor being in there. And then also Sydney was out really the whole tournament, played about 4 minutes in the semi-state, and worked extremely hard to get back in the rotation with a stress fracture. She's still kind of gimping around, but that's special. And then also the four seniors, the three that really kind of got dominant minutes, but also Ellie, who was very instrumental in the strength of our program, although it may not have necessarily been on the floor. But trust me, Ellie was very important to our program as a fourth senior. So I'm very proud of the seniors. Looking forward to the underclass, getting ready for next year, which we'll do in a couple weeks.
Sydney, what did it mean to you to be able to play, to not only play, but you know, play well and hit some, three-pointers, I think, today?
Well, it was really special to me that I got to play for my senior year, especially in the state championship. It's a great way to finish off my high school career.
What did you see that during that fourth quarter? I mean, could you kind of sense, you know, you had them on the run a little bit, you know, once you got the ball rolling there?
Yeah, we definitely came together as a team, and after Coach Rick kind of was like, come on, guys, like, what are we doing? we definitely came out strong and really brought it home.
Did I say it that softly?
No, I heard
it,
but...
Rick, I know you guys were doubling Darby a lot. Was it a strategy of we're not going to let Darby Maggard beat us?
Well, we do pretty extensive scouting and knew them pretty well from last year, plus the scouting and the study of what they do. They came out with a little bit different strategy, but we knew that there were three players basically that were scoring. We gave some points to some of the other girls somewhat by design, but we knew when it came down to the crunch time that there would be three players, and Darby Maggard's just a great player, you know, and we really focus a lot on that. Our 3-2 matchup zone was quite effective, I think. We made a couple adjustments going into this game. So was it a focus? I would say it probably was a focus just because she can start scoring, and that's something that we didn't want to happen, but she's just a great player.
Any other questions? Okay, Coach Lace, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.